in this together. I'll pull you through, please pull me through. Try to make it better. Please help me through, I'll help you through. We all need one another to heal this wound. We all need one another. Lost out in the ether, but I'll find you and remind you that time will make it sweeter. We can't undo, but we'll continue. We all need one another to heal this wound. We all need one another. Human kindness will overcome what has been done. We'll put it all behind us. What doesn't break us brings us something new. We all need one another to heal this wound. We all need.
That was Need One Another from the record Are We There Yet, just released by Big Little Lions, an alternative folk and pop duo from British Columbia and Cincinnati, who've been the recipients of multiple awards, including a Canadian Folk Music Award and the John Lennon Song of the Year. I spoke with Helen Austin and Paul Otten over Skype. Helen and Paul, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you.
Nice to be here.
Your voices are so beautiful together. It's almost like you came out of the same womb or something. But geographically, you're from thousands of miles apart. How did the two of you ever come together to form your band?
Well, we often do say that we think we're related. That we have a lot of similarities in that kind of sibling kind of way, other than our hats.
Yes.
That's the only thing we do not have in common.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird. So you tell them how we met, Paul.
It was a happy accident, I guess. We both just happened to attend a songwriters conference in Los Angeles in 2011. It was my first time going to this conference, and I had been joined this company and then had some success writing for film and TV. And then Helen had already been in that world a couple years prior to when I started with it. And so we both were at this conference, and we were on a panel, got selected to be on a panel for people that were having success in writing songs for film and TV, and along with about 10 other people. And we all kind of met and got to know each other over that weekend. And then Helen had checked out what I was producing for myself and for other people. And she approached me, geez, when was that, a year later, Helen?
A year later, yeah, we all kind of became friends on Facebook, but there wasn't, I think people think that when we met, there was this instant connection that we had to work together, but that was not like that at all. It was kind of just something that kind of, it was one of those things. I asked him if he'd do some production for a new album, and I just liked how he worked. I liked his work ethic and obviously his production. And so then I asked him to sing on another song, and I was like, oh, this sounds good. So it's just all snowballed, really, from there. Although we didn't factor in pandemic into band mm-hmm. from different countries.
But we knew the technology. Basically, it just arrived where you could work together over the internet and share large files rather quickly. It was just around that time when internet was opening up that you could share these files. So that's how we work is. She'll send her music files of her singing and whatever instrument she's playing via Dropbox. And it's pretty seamless. It's pretty quick. And that's kind of how we worked from the start. So thank you, internet.
Yeah, we didn't actually, in that time between meeting in 2011 and actually meeting again in 2014, I don't think we actually spoke to each other. It was just all email. So we wrote all our songs by email.
You released your first record as a duo in 2014, as you mentioned, and just yesterday released, I believe, your seventh. Are we there yet? Do you feel your sounds evolved from when you started out?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I think, yeah. I mean, it's not like we haven't completely diverted from our sound, but it's evolving and, dare I say, maturing.
It's, well, you know, we've gotten more comfortable just kind of playing around with new sounds and I guess we had the luxury of kind of, all right, let's work in this style now. And instead of just sticking with a format, you know.
We also have the luxury of not writing an album, then going into a studio and having to get it all done at that time. Because Paul does all the production, it's not like we have the studio expenses over our heads. We can, you know, do something and it doesn't work and then try something else. So I think, I feel very, obviously, very lucky in that way. And I've got Paul to do all that.
Is there a theme to the songs on the new record?
Oh, yeah. We started writing, because obviously we were in the middle of a tour when this all COVID thing happened. We started out the tour being all, oh, this is silly. It'll be over in no time. And as the days went on, we were like, uh-oh, what's happening now? And so
sleepless
by the 12th,
night.
Oh yeah, 12th of March, it was like, yeah, I think this is our last gig. And Paul's like, yeah, I think I need to go home. So, because he lives in the States and I'm in Canada. So we did our last gig at Penticton at Dream Cafe, which I've got to say was a lovely gig. It was a really nice last gig to do.
It was a good gig. It was a good way to go out. But yeah, I remember they give you an apartment. I remember sitting there looking at flights. And maybe I should fly out tomorrow.
So yeah, we went back to doing what we've always done, and which is write and record. Because I mean, what else are you going to do at that time?
So after all this settled in, with you know, the reality of it set in, and really, yeah, the only thing we could do was write together. So, and the you know, our publisher was looking for songs about the pandemic, and so that inspired us to get going on writing some songs for this. And I don't think you'd be hard pressed to find any artist that would not be affected by this and not try to put something out in the world that reflects what's happened. So,
but trying to put a positive kind of hopeful spin on it, which, I mean, that seems to be our MO is, you know, even the most depressing songs we write seem to have some hope in them.
So. Oh, that's something we all can't get enough of right now. So,
Yeah.
You released a new video a few days ago for your song "Time Doesn't Stop." Tell me about that song.
I wrote most of that one, and it was just kept going through my head. Like time is going on, but we're kind of stuck. A lot of people are stuck, and so. Yeah, that just came from that feeling of, well, you know, this year is going to go by and we have to find something to do with it. So, and then As a joke, I said to my manager, I can't think of a video of it other than videos of my cat sleeping in different places. And he went, that's a great idea. And the cat's up. My cat is on the album cover. She's a really old cat, and she is basically in her last few months of life. And so we wanted to immortalize her. So she ended up being in the video four times. Doesn't stop. So if you like cat videos,
she pulled it off beautifully.
Oh, good. She wasn't very happy with this, but she complied.
It was a Friday afternoon when we were told. Took a while to sink inside our mind, couldn't give away control. Grieving in slow motion, drama dragging on. But time doesn't stop like waiting. Time doesn't stop like waiting. Time doesn't stop. So stop all the dancing, turn off the music, I'll go home. Busy doing nothing at all, can really take. Time is interrupted, dreams are put on hold. But time doesn't stop like waiting. Time doesn't stop like waiting. Time doesn't stop like waiting. Time doesn't stop.